And 6:06, it is clear and already 80 degrees in Tulsa. We're expecting a high today of 99. Good morning. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News. The city of Tulsa is getting $1.4 million from the Environmental Protection Agency. The money will be used to clean up brownfields, old abandoned industrial sites. Mayor Bartlett says the first up is the old Evans Fin Tube site on North Archer.
It's potentially a very, very valuable piece of property. It's very well located. And once it's cleaned up, it could be used for a variety of purposes or sold or whatever it might be. But it has a lot of significance in that it will really be a real player from some viewpoint in the fairly near future, within a couple of years when it is cleaned up.
The mayor says the site could be used for industrial, manufacturing, or even housing. Some on the Tulsa City Council are not pleased with how they found out about employees being dismissed for double-dipping. It came to light last week that city employees were clocking in at the Public Works Department and then going off to another job. Councilor Jeannie Q says she found out when constituents started calling her.
And is there any way we could get some information just so we could tell them this has been handled or even know what's going on in situations like this? I know there's details and privacy, but if the news has access, sometimes it's nice that we have that access when people start calling us.
She directed her questions at City Manager Jim Twomley. A massive weekend fire in Claremore destroys the old Presbyterian church in that city. Fire departments from Claremore and a half dozen other communities battled the blaze. The fire was in the 300 block of North Winona in Claremore. Fire officials are looking for the cause of the blaze. It started about 10 o'clock on Saturday evening. Sesame seeds. They are on top of most of our hamburger buns these days, but where are they grown? Well, sesame is becoming a big crop here in Oklahoma. Jimmy Kinder is a farmer in Walters, Oklahoma, and he's a sesame farmer.
As soon as we got the weed off the land, we turned right around right behind it, terminated some weeds with some chemical, and started the drill and planted some sesame. You know, that's going to be a high-risk thing, especially in a drought.
In fact, the only sesame processing plant in the nation is located in southwestern Oklahoma at Hobart. Backers of Tulsa's first Center of the Universe Festival seem well pleased with the two-day music event downtown. Despite the heat, organizers say thousands of people turned out in the Brady Arts District for the music festival. Stages were set at the Guthrie Green as well as at the Kane's Ballroom. Merchants in the downtown area equally pleased. Most say their business boomed over the weekend as people sought food and beverage as well as the concerts. An Oklahoma state lawmaker is getting involved in an international issue. Oklahoma State Representative Paul Wesselhoff, the Republican lawmaker, held a news conference to say we need to stay out of Syrian affairs.
First, I think you need to know that I'm not a pacifist and neither am I an isolationist. But I believe this Syrian war is none of our business, and I think we're making a grave error getting involved.
He says the CIA is using training camps in Turkey to train rebel fighters. Our weather forecast, dangerous heat indices today and tomorrow, otherwise sunny, breezy, and extremely muggy. A high today of 99, tonight a slight chance of a thunderstorm and 77. Right now in Tulsa, it is mostly clear and 80. I'm John Durkee, KWGS News.